This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Busloads of protesters are already chanting and demonstrating near Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to be testifying shortly in the Senate, expected to refute allegations from Christine Blasey Ford, who's also scheduled to testify separately. She's the first woman to issue sexual misconduct accusations against the nominee. This morning, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
where it used to be that you were innocent until proven guilty, and now an accusation is made and it destroys somebody's life, whether it's real or not.
She was speaking this morning on NBC's Today show. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he'll be watching the hearing today, and he's not ruling out withdrawing Kavanaugh's nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said.
USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The family of a man shot and killed by an off-duty Dallas police officer now suing the former cop and the city of Dallas. Officer Amber Geiger shot the man in his own apartment earlier this month. Geiger says she thought she'd entered her own apartment, and she shot the 26-year-old unarmed black man thinking he was an intruder. McDonald's is taking preservatives out of most of its burgers now. The company saying yesterday that classic burgers like the Big Mac and Quarter Pounder are now free from artificial flavors, preservatives, and colors. But you may want to hold the pickle because that's still made with an artificial preservative. Google turning 20 years old today, the company that started out as a simple internet search engine evolving into one of the world's most influential businesses. It recently became valued at over $700 billion. By the way, we're online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
6 weeks before the midterm elections, and voter enthusiasm is at its highest level for a midterm in more than two decades, according to the Pew Research Center study that finds 72% of registered voters say that which party will control Congress is going to be a factor in their votes. Democrats holding a 10-point lead over Republicans overall all on a generic ballot. If the election were today, 52% of registered voters in this survey say they would vote for the Democrat, 42% saying they would vote for the Republican. Two-thirds of Democratic voters say they're more enthusiastic than usual about voting. The number's about 59% for Republicans. Uber is paying $148 million to settle a 2016 data breach. The national settlement was announced yesterday by California California's Attorney General and the San Francisco DA. They say California is getting 18% of it, or $26 million of that total. Uber waited a year to report the hack, which exposed the personal information of 57 million customers and drivers over several.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. If we're going to do that, it's got to be based on the truth and the facts, as Joe Friday would say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Sidney Powell joins us, worked in the Department of Justice for 10 years in three federal districts under nine U.S. attorneys from both political parties, has been lead counsel in more than 500 federal appeals, author of the book License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Sidney, thank you so much for being available and coming on the show this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, since the release I got from you, it was about the third accuser. We now have four and five for Judge Kavanaugh, and some are hoping and looking at today as being, you know, possibly judgment day. But a big part of me senses no matter. I mean, you're still going to have this division because it comes down to a he said, she said. And, you know, this is not a court of law. This is really the court of public opinion on display, brought to you by the Senate hearing.
It's just really a horrible way to proceed in this matter, and I blame it all on Senator Dianne Feinstein, who had the letter for 6 weeks when it could have been investigated appropriately and fully behind the scenes without this public spectacle. But then that's not what they wanted. They want this public spectacle because the entire process they have created to smear and taint Judge Kavanaugh as much as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. There isn't a single one of the allegations that has any corroboration. They're broadly worded to make him just sound like some kind of monster without any specific allegation of what he did, particularly the new ones. And I understand that two men have come in to say that they think the person that Ms. Ford was talking about and her recital was actually them, not Brett Kavanaugh. But, you know, I tweeted Sidney Powell, the number one, and I tweeted out a number of questions. Let's take the names out of it. How far back into any nominee's life are we willing to go to evaluate his fitness for a job as an adult? You know, if just look at this as between two teenagers. When does an attempt to make out at a party become a sexual assault, which is a felony? What are we going to tell our boys? You know, do they have to carry a legal consent form and find a notary before they can try to kiss a girl?
And some witnesses.
And have it witnessed.
Yeah.
How much time should be allowed for somebody to bring and publicize any kind of claim of sexual assault? And with no physical evidence, what level of detail should be required to make a claim of sexual assault public, given the damage it causes to the alleged perpetrator?
Yeah, and we've seen this damage time and again, whether it's Duke Lacrosse, UVA, these accusations that have come down that have, I mean, you've had young men who, you know, dropped out of school, their careers upended because of false allegations, and, you know, here it is. Maybe all this is coming together, Sydney, once and for all, maybe for people to realize, you know, there is abuse, but we need to put this in perspective. There is the rule of law that must be considered. And certainly what Dianne Feinstein did, and I think what Cory Booker and Kamala Harris has done during the hearings, I think that's another issue that should be addressed. I believe they should be considered for censorship by the Senate, this type of behavior and what they have done to turn this into a fiasco. But yet the Democrats, it's interesting, you know, they light the fire, burn the building down, and they complain that they complain about the fire. This is amazing to me.
One of the things I've realized since I wrote the book is that we have no freedom of press, and there is this monstrous machine in Washington that it doesn't matter who's president. Trump is disrupting all of that, and that's why everybody on both sides has been completely freaking out. And there is nothing is too low for them to sink to try to undo it. I mean, we've witnessed an attempt to frame the incoming president of the United States with criminal conduct, enlisted the aid of the FBI and the Department of Justice and foreign intelligence services to try to create that. Who could have ever thought that the United States of America, the people in it, would sink to those lows? And it's nothing in the world but their desire to hold on to that raw power.
Exactly.
Their lust for power, they will go to any lengths and any means of evil to try to keep that. And now they're freaking out over the Supreme Court simply following the Constitution.
Exactly. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is this is Roe v. Wade. This is the bottom line of all this stuff. You know, the activists are very highly motivated. They see this as a death knell to Roe v. Wade.
Exactly.
I mean, this is really what it all comes down to. And the rule of law, procedures, process, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's going to be it's going to be interesting with today's hearings in terms of they expect disruptors to be there yelling and screaming, probably not so much when Dr. Ford is speaking, but certainly when Judge Kavanaugh is being interviewed. And of course, this kind of setup, what did you think of the Senate Republicans choosing Rachel Mitchell, the head of the Special Victims Unit out of Arizona, to ask the questions on behalf of the quote-unquote white senators, male senators?
I think that was a brilliant move. I actually encouraged them to do that just through some of my other appearances, because this is a special kind of crime, if it was a crime at all, if there was one under there anywhere. I don't have any doubt that Ms. Ford suffered some trauma somewhere in her life, but I would bet my last dollar that it wasn't at the hands of Brett Kavanaugh. So having a professional who understands the nuances, and there are lots of nuances in these kinds of cases, do the questioning was just a brilliant and appropriate thing to do. And I think it shows again how desperate the Democrats are to create a sideshow that they would not do the same thing. Mm-hmm. The ideal thing would have been for all of them to let her do the questioning.
Yeah, I'm concerned, and you know, just can't wait for the circus to continue when the Democrats side, when they get 5 minutes. Fortunately, they've all been limited to 5 minutes here in asking their questions. Alan Dershowitz last night was questioning her capability as a prosecutor. What say you on that?
I wouldn't question her capability as a prosecutor. Like I said, she has absolutely seen it all.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, with being the head of Special Victims Unit, she's, I guess, what, she's had over 20 years' experience in this. I think you know, on the surface, she should be very capable. And, of course, they question that she has Republican roots and, you know, that sort of thing. So why not? We you know, just like with the FBI, we can't. You know, there's no such thing as anybody being apolitical. I mean, we'd be searching the world over trying to find somebody who's disengaged, right?
Well, you know, in all the years I was a federal prosecutor, politics never occurred to me at all.
Yeah,
I didn't
exactly.
get political until I wrote the book and people said, oh, it's political. I said, no, it's not. It's bipartisan. I wrote it to spur criminal justice reform that everyone should be able to agree
More
to.
More from Sydney after this. Stay with
Bitcoin
us.
Bitcoin and Ethereum were created. Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
I can't push back the mountain. Can't stand the way. I can see through the darkness. I hold up a flame. Take me to
Christian Independent right here at the crossroads of faith and country. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us in the good fight to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Sidney Powell, the author of License to Lie, who worked in the Department of Justice for 10 years in three federal districts under nine United States attorneys from both political parties. Sidney, I guess what concerns me today, first of all, my question has been from day one, why did Senator Grassley pick this up? It seems that what they have done is they have given validation to the court of public opinion, and now they've brought it into the process. Now, the court of public opinion has no rules. You are presumed guilty. There's no presumption of innocence. Everything is on its head, as opposed to, a legal process, a true legal process, which these women are claiming they should have. Well, if they should, there was proper remedy, not in this what has become a circus in these Senate hearings.
Exactly, and a proper remedy does not come 36 years later when there's not a shred of evidence of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, these kind of cases, if they're going to be prosecuted, they take forensic evidence and corroboration in a lot of forms. Otherwise, you wind up with people who are falsely accused. And mm-hmm. And you're right to just bring this into the court of public opinion. That's why I tweeted out all those questions. There's absolutely nothing fair about this. And with the vagary of the charges, he can't even adequately defend himself because, you know, if you give somebody a date and a time, they can come up with an alibi.
Right.
But these things don't even have date and time evidence in them. So they render him defenseless.
Mm.
He is like a lamb being slaughtered at this point.
Right.
There's nothing fair about it.
Along with his calendars, though he has calendars showing some activity. Of course, it doesn't account for every minute, every second, which those senators on the Democratic side are going to tear into that and invalidate any kind of, record that he has relevant to his calendars, because that's their approach. I mean, this isn't about, this isn't about the truth. It's just to hold their position. They've already said they're not going to vote for him anyway, but we're going to have to go through this heinous exercise.
Yes, this absolute charade. It's almost like watching the senators gang up against him as gladiators in an arena where he's staked down and it's just awful. You're right. It just turns any semblance of fairness or justice upside down.
Well, the questions that you tweeted out, tell our audience what they were.
Yep. They're under my Twitter thread at Sidney Powell, the number one. For example, how far back in any nominee's life are we going to go to evaluate his fitness for a job?
Mm-hmm.
When you've got two teenagers at a party, when does an attempt to make out or, you know, kiss a girl or whatever become sexual assault, which is a felony?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she just said he fell on her on a bed and put his hand over her mouth. No clothes came off. Aside from any of the other allegations, you know, no body parts were exposed. There's absolutely nothing that any prosecutor could work from to make that into a sexual assault, even if it had been brought up at the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so with no evidence of sexual assault, what evidence of detail should be required to make a claim of sexual assault public, given the damages it caused to the alleged perpetrators? And why would a college student return repeatedly to a high school party where she claims younger girls were being raped and she knew that but went back 10 times?
Until she became a victim. This was the other accuser that's come out.
Right.
This doesn't make sense. I mean, and she's college age. She's an adult. And
she's
there with, kids that are at
this
party.
She's going back to a high school party where she claims there are regular train or gang rapes.
Right. And something as horrendous as that, This is ridiculous here. I mean, how does she stand as an example for women? But I guess you get an out there for being an observer, and somehow it's excusable. But yet, for a male, if a male saw that happening and didn't say anything, we would be castigated.
Well, she's an accessory.
Yes.
I mean, if you witness something like that and not only do nothing about it, but go back to be there again while it's happening, you're either aiding and abetting, or you're an accessory, or you're guilty of misprison of a felony. I mean, you can't just go do that.
Exactly.
Where does her responsibility kick in? Why in the world would she not report it to somebody? She was the adult in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. And well, the other thing too, I'm thinking sitting here is that, you know, something this horrendous, as they said in their small community, and this has been a corroborated anecdotal response to the people in the community going, look, we knew what was going on. I mean, this is a small school, it's a small town. Anything like this would have happened. People would have been talking about it. We had a conversation with Dr. John Zemerik yesterday, who went to Yale. He was there at the same time that Brett Kavanaugh was there, and said, Bill, you know, this is still a small community. Something like this going on, trust me, people would have known about it. It, you know, like anything, like any kind of gossip that goes on, any kind of community, it lights up like a fire. You're going to tell me people don't know about trained gang rapings? They don't know about somebody exposing themselves to somebody else? I mean, this stuff flies around the campus very quickly.
Yeah, oh, yes, it does. I mean, I don't know what happened to these women or where, but something is seriously wrong that they would come 36 years later and make allegations like this against a man who has been on the federal bench for 13 years and has no signs of predator behavior. He's obviously a devoted father and husband. You can just tell the way his little girls look at him that they
exactly.
absolutely adore him and he them and all the good things he's done in his life. It's,
We're
going to have to start prosecuting false claims.
Exactly. Well, what does this say about the FBI? I mean, they did sex background investigations. Are they so totally incompetent that somehow they would miss a sex rape train involvement or any kind of activity like this?
No, I have been through a federal background investigation, and they literally went to neighbors from my childhood home on forward. I mean, it probably cost about $30,000 for the standard background investigation. They send out agents, send questions to field agents all over the country to go talk to people that have known you at different stages of your life to get a full background investigation. He's been through six, mm-hmm. not to mention 65 women from his high school immediately wrote a letter to say this is baloney. Mm-hmm. You know, they've known Brett Kavanaugh for a long time, and he would never do anything like this.
Well, Sydney, the bottom line of this situation, this is outside a legal courtroom, legal procedure. This is the court of public opinion. At the end of it all, it's, you know, who's most believable in this kind of scenario? You know, Judge Kavanaugh is not used to this in this kind of situation, and I doubt that Dr. Ford is. And so, I see at the end of the day, people who want to believe Dr. Ford are going to believe Dr. Ford, and the people who want to believe Judge Kavanaugh are going to believe Judge Kavanaugh and give them, you know, benefits of the doubt and understanding that, you know, this is, this is an extraordinary situation.
Why, you were right. Grassley should have handled this very differently, and so should have Feinstein. It's an embarrassment to the country and the United States Senate that it's proceeding the way it is.
Yeah, I maintain that Grassley should never have picked it up. He should have directed it to the local authorities and say that we can't hear this now. And you think with all the attorneys on the hearing as well in the committee, they should have done the same thing. But go figure. Sydney Powell on Bill Martinez.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Busloads of protesters are already chanting and demonstrating near Capitol Hill as Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is going to be testifying shortly in the Senate, expected to refute allegations from Christine Blasey Ford, who's also scheduled to testify separately. She's the first woman to issue sexual misconduct accusations against the nominee. This morning, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
where it used to be that you were innocent until proven guilty, and now an accusation is made and it destroys somebody's life, whether it's real or not.
She was speaking this morning on NBC's Today Show. President Trump telling reporters yesterday he'll be watching the hearing today, and he's not ruling out withdrawing Kavanaugh's nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. We're right here at the intersection of faith and country, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I like what Carrie Severino, who's been on with us many times here. Carrie is Chief Counsel and Policy Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. What she had to say was regarding Judge Kavanaugh and the latest batch of accusers, there's not a lot of there. Watch and observe what the Democrats did. They did not bring the accuser, and Avenatti, the same thing, didn't bring the accuser to the FBI. They brought her to the New Yorker. You know, and this is the challenge that that we're going to see today, is that there's no rules governing what will take place in this hearing. It really is going to come down to he said, she said. And as Judge Knapp said, this is going to be, you know, in terms of who you decide is more believable. That's, I'll tell you, this is a tough way when you think about your reputation and everything is going to be in the balance of how you come across in a situation that is as nerve-wracking as this is going to be for both, you know, for both people, for Dr. Ford as well as Judge Kavanaugh. With us right now, the counterculture mom, Tina Marie Griffin, joins us to take a look at all these things. And, Tina, real quick, because You know, obviously people are talking about what's going on with the judge and the impact that it could have, and it's having on our sons, our, you know, some of our sons are going to college and what they're experiencing. And, you know, we just talked with Sidney Powell about this, a former prosecutor. And, you know, what are we going to do? What are the rules of play for our sons? I mean, beyond telling them, hey, look, at you better avoid all manner of evil in your life. If not, if there is ever a chance for you for a promotion, right now it happens to be for somebody in the Supreme Court. But if this is the new normal here in America, any promotion that you might be interested could be compromised because of something that you were accused of doing back when you were 14 years old.
That is exactly what I would say. It just causes me to make sure I raise my kids knowing full well that every single action you do from the time you're practically in diapers will have consequences, either positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, even if you're innocent, you could still easily get attacked and people claiming that you did something that you didn't do just because they are freaking out if you stand for something that they don't stand for and they don't want. So mm-hmm. we're living in a sad state of reality that people don't care about hurting other people's feelings, wrecking their credibility, wrecking their possible potential career. I just watched a video today this morning about a firefighter who lost his job after 30-some years because he wrote a men's devotional to help fathers realize that they have to raise the bar in raising their kids today. And because someone in Atlanta saw it and didn't agree with the fact that he believed a marriage is between a man and a woman, his opinion, his thoughts, mm-hmm. and he has the right to have that. On his personal Facebook page, he lost his job after 30 some years. And he was one of the most esteemed individuals in Atlanta Police Department, firefighter. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do anything wrong. So it reminds us we still have to do the right thing. This guy did not cave. We got to pray for the judge here and pray that people who are trying to wreck someone's potential career here and promotion think twice about what they're actually doing and realize what they're doing is wrong.
Well, and the thing is, we can understand, you know, what happens, you know, with our minds. We can convince ourselves that and you know, misrepresent things that we really believe that could be the case. I you know, we've seen this. There's been psychological studies to support this. And unfortunately, this is going to be played out in the court of public opinion. And a man's life, his family, his reputation, which the Bible says is more precious than just about anything, short of our relationship with Jesus Christ and God himself. But our reputation is something that we need to uphold. It's very, very important. And it would seem that Judge Kavanaugh has done that, but all that is being questioned right now. And if not Judge Kavanaugh, just as you said, this fireman and who else, because of what we believe and people of faith, get ready. You know, this isn't, I mean, this is full, no holes barred, hand-to-hand combat that we've come down to here in terms of our country and fighting for the things that you believe in. The world is upside down, but you got to know what it is you're fighting for and why. You know, we're fighting for truth. We're fighting for liberty, for freedom. I mean, Jesus came to set the captives free. And if you're not living in liberty, then you're missing the mark here, because that's not God's intent. Now, we understand there are very few. I mean, there's only one country like America where we are supposed to be the land of the home and free and brave. That is in question right now because we've let our guard down. But people of faith are mounting up and saying, wait a minute, no, you know, we cannot go down that road. But we have to be convicted and convinced that we're doing this for the good of all concerned. We're not here to battle, you know, some political ideology. We're here battling the higher call that God has for each of us.
That's exactly it. And for and for what we're going to leave our kids, which
exactly
falls right underneath there. I know I sent you some crazy stories. I wish we had an hour to talk about them. There's so much going on that parents need to be aware that I'm going to talk fast, but
Yeah, because we got, I know at the top, but we let's talk about Fortnite that's luring kids. Yes, go ahead.
I'm on edge with what's going on with this game. A lot of parents have asked me, is it good? Is it not? This is one area where I have to let the parents decide and have them think about it for their discretion for their families. Now, I want to err on the side of caution. I had a blogger friend of mine that wrote a great article about the fact that this gaming, there's no major graphic violence. Now, yes, it's survival of the fittest on this island, but how they do it is tasteful. However, I want to retract from that because I've had enough parents tell me, Tina, and I saw some scenes here because my boys want to play. Mm-hmm. And I told them no more Fortnite because they do still have weapons in there. It's not like cops and robbers. You know, people do die. And I don't want that thought process in there. But here's where it even gets scarier and why I for sure want to put the kibosh on Fortnite and possibly Minecraft. And this is why. There are ways, a lot of ways, that predators lure teens and younger kids, like tweens, to meet them to have sexual relations. It's so sick. I can't even believe that they do this, but this is the easy way for them to do it. They do it through the chat feature. Fortnite has a chat feature. Just last week, actually 3 days ago, Attorney General Gerbier Greenwald, however you say his name, from New Jersey, they literally announced the arrest of 24 alleged predators, all of whom played through Fortnite through the chat feature. Within 48 hours, wanted to meet who they thought was going to be a teen, and here the whole time they were actually chatting with cops. Mm. They met him at this sting operation, and they're now being sentenced. 24 in a matter of a week.
Unbelievable.
It blows my mind how many are actually out there.
That's how pervasive it is. That's scary. Exactly.
And it's scary. And if we don't have relationships with our kids are going to lean on what they think is their teen. Most of these people pose as teens on there, and then they think they're going to meet up with them. A lot of teens do meet up with them, and they're sexually molested. And it is a huge issue. I wish the media would cover it more of a problem than what it is. So,
well, that's why we're focusing on here now. Also, you mentioned real quick before we go to break, uncensored porn game being released on Steam.
Yeah, Steam has a major game coming out, actually just came out, Negligee Love Stories, and it features, it should be NC-17 if it was a movie, kids can easily have access to it, and stories and themes relate to adult sex workers, and themes related to abusive marriages and adultery. Threesomes are in this game. It's so graphic, and kids are playing it. There's 35 million minors that use Steam.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Tina Marie Griffin, her weekly report on the cultural things that are impacting and attacking our children. Beware. More from Tina after this.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
I got to tell you, America, if we ever needed the truth, it is now. And our prayer is the light of truth would shine brightly on us all, not only for Judge Kavanaugh, Dr. Ford, and the senators, for all that this could represent, Tina, for our country. You know, as you and I were talking about, many in the deep state, as we know, those that tried to effect a bloodless coup in our country is really what they tried to do. They're fighting, you know, for their very lives. I mean, they know, and I say their very lives, their very political lives, because this is all about Roe v. Wade.
Yes,
and they don't want to believe that the people were serious with their vote on 2016. You know, they're trying to find a hanging chad or something out there that says that, of course their hanging chad has been Russia, that Donald Trump only got elected because of Russia, not the millions of people that voted for Donald Trump. And this is what citizens need to understand is the fight's not over. You just don't, it's not vote and done. You got to vote and then you have to validate your vote by supporting your president and let everybody know in the midterm elections that you were serious. You really did say then, and you were serious about cleaning up the swamp, cleaning up, D.C. And here it is. I mean, we're seeing this in full regalia in front of God and everybody, the insanity that's taken place because of what? The abandonment for the rule of law. We're now going to have a spectacle. And this is what it does. It validates the court of public opinion. And it puts at risk all of its citizens because now there's no presumption of innocence. There's no due process. It's just it's all dependent. It just depends on, how loud people want to rally and what kind of commotion and how many buildings they want to burn down. And so now that's the way we judge things now is based on the number of buildings that get burned down and the number of lives that get, absolutely crushed. And what comes to mind here is the same thing like Harry Reid, what Harry Reid did when he lied about Mitt Romney. And then he smirked with a smirk on his face said, well, he didn't get elected anyway. So the ends justifies the means. There's no connection with truth and honesty and that which is good and noble anymore. It's just, for their cause. And their cause for a number of citizens in our country, it's about Roe v. Wade. It's not about honesty. It's really not about, it's just about their bodies, women's bodies and their rights and that sort of thing. But as we find out with anything, if somebody insists on their rights, it's always at somebody else's expense. And so the women that claim their right to their body, it is at the expense of their unborn child, of the father who now does not have a son or a daughter, or grandparents that are now missing grandchildren that could have been, or a society that had a child that let a life go by that could have been the answer to cancer, or something else of some incredible contribution to society.
That's exactly it. And the scary thing for me is, if it's this bad now, what is going to be the state of our country, which we have to keep this in prayer, when Roe versus Wade is overturned? Because I believe it will be. I honestly believe it will be. I know that people are fighting tooth and nail, Christian believers out in our world today, to make sure that we protect the innocent. And I've been sharing what I've been sharing for 20 years, to let people know that fetus means little one, to let people know that Planned Parenthood is nothing but for preparing your body and your family to become parents. It's not planned parents. It's planned murder.
Yes.
And we have to just be praying, because the state of our country is going to be nuts if these people who want to keep their bodies as their own and kill the innocent lives off, if this does get overturned, how are they going to respond? Because we've seen how they responded so far with everything else that's been going on in our country.
Exactly. And to the earlier point here, Tina, the senators and legislators who say that they're all for women. Well, have they heard the voices, the broken hearts of the women who have been subjected to abortions thought it was okay? And you know, you talk about a 30-year memory. You ask them about their memories, and I got to tell you, almost every woman that I've spoken to, without exception, will tell me, "Bill, my child would have been 14 today. My child would have been 18.
Yeah.
My child would have been a mother today." And when they tell you that, I mean, it's with tears in their eyes, their hearts broken, because they realize, you know, that we all bought into a lie. The good housekeeping seal of approval by our government that said, oh, yeah, abortion is the right way to go because we don't want women in back alleys, you know, with coat hangers. Well, I was thinking about this the other day, and I wonder how many women during that era actually died through a back alley coat hanger
yeah.
process versus how many women are dying today in abortion clinics.
Yep.
The thought just came to mind and thinking, you know, because meanwhile, we're talking 60 million babies. Anyway, I want to get back on this, and I appreciate you letting me take over just a little bit here. I know this is my show, but after all, you are my guest. I want to honor you here as the counterculture mom, because you have so many things every week to share. And all this, you know, we want to direct everybody, because it's impossible for us to get to everything. How can they be in touch? How can they be activated and be aware of all the things that are coming your way that you've been researching, so that our parents are well warned about the attacks on our kids?
Yes. Well, my whole thing, not that I don't follow political stuff, but mine is pop culture. I grew up a farm kid in Wisconsin, moved to Hollywood at the age of 20. I was heavily involved in film and TV work. I got a BA in film and television broadcasting from Cal State Los Angeles. And then I started working in film and TV pretty much within months of moving to Los Angeles. Did a Miss America pageant. I went to the Oscars. I've been at the Playboy Mansion, clean. It was a party out in the front lawn, but I learned a ton when I was there.
Right.
Heavily engrossed in pop culture. And what I saw over the decade of living in L.A. is that celebrities sheltered their own kids from their own entertainment, and that fueled my passion to make sure parents were aware. For the last 15 years now, sharing this show called Hollywood Exposed, that celebrities shelter their kids, consequences of these horrific, vulgar, sex-saturated entertainment options for children, were not showing the devastating consequences. And for the last 15 years, I've met thousands upon thousands of kids that were thankful, grateful, their eyes were open, parents were getting the equipping that they needed for their homes to know what to do. And so right now, the best thing I could tell parents to do are two key things. Besides checking out counterculturemom.com with my website loaded with updated information, I also have a brand new app called Counterculture Mom. It's free. And just to give you guys a glimpse of what I've been doing, I just blasted out an alert, which comes through as a notification on your phone, so the power is back in the parents' hands. They know what's going on ahead of time to block their children from seeing this junk, have meaningful conversations with their kids, and then I give positive entertainment options so their kids don't see this vulgar business. Big Mouth Season 2 is coming out in a week, Bill, and I just blasted out in the parents' phones. Thousands have signed up for our app already. I'm so grateful because they're passing the word around and telling people about it. This show is full of porn, sex, blowjobs galore, and it's all over. There's millions of kids watching the show. Parents are unaware. It's all about puberty, but in a most graphic sexual manner, where some of the stuff I can't even mention. So download the app and you'll read what's going on. I even have a link if you dare click on it to see just how bad it is. And then steps to cancel your Netflix account because it's a show on Netflix. And I have had so many people, Bill, in the last 3 or 4 weeks tell me that because of stuff I blasted out through the app or through my Facebook Counterculture Mom page, they've canceled their Netflix account. So I know that if we band together and realize how do we want our kids to be raised, what content do we want going in their brains, people do want the best for their kids. And I am here to help guide them in how to do that.
Exactly. Well, and we know that, behind all this hard work, it is not all free. I mean, you are volunteering, you and your family. I mean, this is a family project. You're all volunteering your time. But there are some practical expenses, and we're on a bit of a donor campaign here to keep the Counterculture Mom alive and going and expanding because we need to get the word out there. And so how can people donate to the Counterculture Mom and help you with these upcoming projects that are coming down the road?
Bill, I'm going to bawl that you mentioned that. That's one thing I keep forgetting, but the one thing we need the most of, a financial. It's a tax write-off. We have so many upcoming projects. All of that, if you want a donor letter, you can email me at tina@counterculturemom.com. You can email me through my website, counterculturemom.com. You can give through our partner link on our website, and also you can give through our app. We have a donate section in our app. Very simple, easy to use. We're looking for monthly donors. We need about $4,000 is what we came up with. It probably is a little bit more than that. Just for the upcoming projects and to hire a staff I desperately need. I homeschool my 4 kids, and so I'm up till midnight, 1 o'clock, answering emails. Staff members, and we have a sweet keynote presentation that I'm going to make available for purchase for cheap, so people can actually take my message when I go out live in the street. They can take it and share it at their churches, their schools.
This way we can have ambassadors. That's what we need to do. We need to multiply it. Just as we do with the radio show, these are other ways because we need the ground attack. We need boots on the ground here. One final story here. You just contacted Beyonce's ex-drummer. What happened?
Well, I emailed her 48 hours ago and pray that I get a response, but she said that she had to leave Beyonce. Beyonce is majorly into witchcraft. I explained this on my website, counterculturemom.com. I have videos up of her admitting she's into witchcraft, but Kimberly Thompson said I got to get out of this singing sensation with Beyonce. She's putting seances on me and all that. So when I get back from her, I want her on as a guest. I want to talk to these people and find out how can we protect our kids.
Exactly. She is the Counterculture Mom, Tina Marie Griffin. You can find out all the information you need to know at her website. Real quick, Tina, we got 10 seconds.
Yes, actually text the word guide to the number 444-999. Guide 444-999.
Get activated and be a part of the solution and not an ongoing part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors. Pesticides.